How do you handle pressure? How do you handle that feeling when you're overwhelmed and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get through all the things that you have to do? That's what we're going to be talking about today on The Introvert Experience. What's up, everybody? My name is T. Lee, aka The Introvert Leader, and welcome to The Introvert Experience. So today is going to be the first episode where this episode is based on actually an email that I got from a listener and a supporter of the platform. So shout out to John for the question, and I'm going to go through this question and we're going to talk about it today. And as I've mentioned on past episodes, this thing is now unscripted. So we're just going to read the question and we're going to go with it. All right. So I'm very excited about this. So we're going to get into just a little bit of overwhelm and just what we're supposed to do when the stressors of life and the things kick in. All right. So I'm going to read this question from my man, John. So John says, "Hi, Terrence. I think I get overwhelmed and then crash due to pressure from life stressors in general. Perhaps it's just an HSP issue. For example, I can have a pretty normal routine existence for months, then I get many things that pile up, even sleep issues, and suddenly I become overwhelmed. Sort of like how a circuit breaker just shuts down." Yeah, I understand, John. I've been there. "So it's always a cycle and a pattern. It's like a lack of resilience thing, if that makes sense. With gratitude, Jay." All right. So, John, again, I really appreciate your transparency and you asking that question. So great question. So first, I want to attack it this way. So let's talk about overwhelm and let's talk about what that means. So when we talk about being overwhelmed, the way that I now look at this is I believe many people in life have a lot going on and a lot on their plate, right? So there are people that are balancing a work life or a business with a marriage or with a family or with a significant other or with extracurricular activities, hobbies, whatever the things that they have going on, and all of those things together kind of make up their life. And then you have people that are overwhelmed, which I think overwhelm is I have a lot going on in my life and a lot that I'm trying to balance. And due to that, those things are stressing me out. Maybe the things that I have on my plate, they're just too much and it's above my capacity for what feels comfortable, if that makes sense, right? So that's how I view overwhelm now. So I think a lot of people, whether introvert or extrovert or whatever someone's personality makeup is, a lot of people have a lot going on. Now, some people don't, right? You got some people that they just kind of go through life. I mean, like there are people that live off the grid and, you know, they fish or hunt or they're in the woods chilling. Like there are some people that live a life that way, you know, but for a lot of us, that may not be the existence, right? And so we have a lot of different things to balance. And so how do we deal with overwhelm? How do we, what do we do in that case? Now, I'll tell you straight up, John and everyone else listening, that this is one of the reasons I took a break from the podcast before, because I was starting to feel overwhelmed. I was starting to feel like I was doing too much, and me doing too much was impacting me mentally. It was impacting my productivity, and that's why I took a break. I now have found a situation where I'm able to do this and do my other things, and I no longer feel the overwhelm because I changed the format and the way that I'm doing things. And so kind of to answer the question, I do want to give a few thoughts on this and ways to help. So if you feel overwhelmed, right? One thing that you want to do is assess your situation. Why do you feel overwhelmed? Like, what are the things that make what you're doing hard? You know, so if you look at the different things you have on your plate, whether professionally or personally, what makes it hard? What are the hard things? What are the things that when you think about them, it's like, oh God, I gotta do this again. I don't want to do this. What are those things? You want to identify those things and call them out. So, case in point with me, right? One of the things that made the podcast pretty difficult, if I'm honest, when I was doing it last year, was the editing. It wasn't so much the recording. It wasn't so much the interviewing people. I love doing that. Absolutely love that part. But when an episode is done, you have to edit, right? For it to come out a certain way, for it to sound good and everything like that. And me being my introvert, overthinking self, I would replay episodes and I would just nitpick at so many things. I would listen to the episode back and I would be like, oh, I don't like the way I said that. I don't like the way I said this. And, you know, I need to, and I would like re-record things. And my editing process took so long, like just editing one episode. And then I do audio and video. So I'm editing in both of those, right? And coming up with descriptions for the episode and all these different things. And doing all that myself, right? And also doing, 30 to 45 minute episodes. Well, what you're going to notice now with the platform is I'm making the episodes a little shorter, right? I'm getting to the point. I'm trying to add value for the listener, but doing it in a way where it's not as long. And I also, I don't have any show notes anymore. I'm just turning on record and I'm going. I'm just talking. And when I'm done recording this, I'm going to upload it to the platform that I put my podcast out on, and that's it. So for me, that helped a lot with my anxiety and my overwhelm. So now when I'm done recording, I don't feel like I have to edit for 2 hours. I don't do that, and it's given me back time. It's helped me mentally, and it's really been very freeing to now approach the podcast that way. So that's just one example. John, when you listen to this and anyone else that's listening as well, what are the things that are hard? How can you either make them easier, A, or B, maybe you don't need to do it. Maybe it's something that you don't enjoy doing. It makes you feel overwhelmed and you can either hand it off to someone else to do, or maybe you no longer have to do that thing. If it's not serving you, if it's not beneficial, maybe it's something to take off your plate. And that's something else I've had to come to grips with too, is like, sometimes you just have to let go. Sometimes you have to let go. Now, we can't always do that, right? We can't always do that. I mean, there are some things that they may be essential for either your job or your business or certain tasks that only you can do that particular thing. And I understand those situations, right? But even in those, how can it be made easier? How can it be done in a way that is not gonna break you or make you feel anxiety and make you feel a certain way, right? So those are just a few things.
How do introverts lead in an extroverted world? A world where the loudest voices and the most social people seem to thrive. Well, there's a secret that any introvert can turn into a superpower. That secret is calmness. To learn how to transform your leadership as an introvert, download The Calm Effect today.
The other thing I want to go back to in what John said is he asked if the overwhelm was possibly related to being an HSP or a highly sensitive person. And we actually just talked about this topic on a prior episode. And I don't have the right answer for that. It could be, with the definition of what highly sensitive person means, just having a sensitivity to our environment and the things we encounter, it could be. But I will say I don't know for sure. I think that when people are overwhelmed, they're overwhelmed, and maybe an HSP does feel it more because they're more sensitive. And so certain situations when they feel hard or when it's just getting to that person, it can impact them more just because they're more sensitive. I'll be honest, I don't have the right answer for that. I will say this, I wouldn't, if you consider yourself to be an HSP, view that as like some bad thing. Because sometimes I think with introversion that happens, right? I've ran into so many introverts where the reason that they've appreciated my platform is because they feel like I talk about introversion from a place of strength. And that was what I always wanted to do with this. And I think same thing for HSPs. Like, you know, don't think that being a highly sensitive person means that you can't handle adversity, or it means that you're weak, or it means that when you have a lot on your plate, because you're an HSP, you're not going to be able to get through it. You're just, you know, too sensitive. Or don't view it that way. I actually think there are a lot of strengths to being a sensitive person. I think that you're able to feel people. I think you're able to really understand where people are coming from because you can feel their emotion. You can feel, you know, what they're putting out into the world. I think that there are some benefits in that. It can be difficult too, because sometimes people will put their negative emotions out there, and because you're sensitive, you feel that too. So I can see both sides of it, right? I can see both sides. But I would just say, John and any other HSPs that are listening, don't view being an HSP as something that is holding you back or something that is making it where you can't get through overwhelm, all right? So I definitely want to say that. I would also say that being overwhelmed is something that may be seasonal. It may be seasonal. So with your situation, John, I don't know if maybe it's something that you're going through right now that is a temporary thing and it'll pass. And if that's the case, I would say to view that situation as it's a season, right? It's just a season. It may be very difficult right now, but it's something that you can and you will get through. So that's a way to also look at it as well. I think another important thing to do is to give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. We can be really hard on ourselves. We can really think that we have to do everything perfectly. We can think that we have to have everything figured out. We have to do every task to a 100% max of what it has to be. And here's the thing. I always believe in giving max effort. I believe in doing your best. You know, one of the things that we tell our kids is do everything with excellence. So I believe in that. But we have to give ourselves grace too. So if you're listening to this and you feel overwhelmed or you feel like things are really getting to you, a lot of it could be because you probably think very deeply through things and you want things to be done a certain way and you want things to be perfect. You want it to be just every I dotted, every T crossed, like everything to be done a certain way. And if something goes wrong or if things don't turn out that way, it bothers you, it impacts you, it may make you feel anxious. And in those situations, if that's the case, I would encourage you to give yourself grace. Give yourself grace to make mistakes. Give yourself grace to fail sometimes. Like, it's okay. It's going to happen. As long as you're trying, that's all that matters. Just try. Just do your best. And that helps a lot, too, with the feelings of feeling overwhelmed and like, can I do all of these things, right? So give yourself grace. Don't be so hard on yourself. And that really will help a lot just from a mental space as far as how you can handle things. So, you know, again, just really quick, I would say, John and anyone listening, you want to identify the things that are giving you the overwhelm. What are the things that are making you feel that way? Either let those things go if they're not needed, or find someone else that might be able to help you with those things, right? And you also want to really give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Like, you don't have to have everything figured out. You don't have to have everything perfect. Allow yourself to fail sometimes. Allow yourself to make mistakes. It's okay. And the last thing I'll say before getting off of this too is just the importance of rest. The importance of rest and recharging. People that are introverts, people that are highly sensitive, more than anyone, really need rest and need to recharge. And that helps a lot with reducing the overwhelm as well. When we're just going nonstop, it's hard. It's hard. I'll be the first to raise my hand and say it. So, you know, hopefully this helped. And I also hope to hear a lot more from you all, because I know there are a lot of things that, you know, we as introverts can go through, and some people don't understand it. I don't hear a lot of people talk about it. So John, I really appreciate you for being the first person to jump out there and really let me know what you're going through. And I hope that this was able to help you. So if anyone else out there ever has a topic or something you'd like me to talk about on the platform, I'd love for you to shoot that to me. So just email me info@terrencelee.com and I will look forward to hopefully talking about it on an episode. All right. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope this was helpful. And until next time, remember, there's only one you and there's only one life. So make it count. God bless.